That school bell tells us it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I would invite you at this time to go get your Bible, and you'll want to turn to some of the scriptures we are studying from. We don't have a particular text at this time. What we're looking at is the introduction to Elam's Notes on International Sunday School Lessons for the Improved Uniform Course for 1923. And so we're going to be looking at these Bible lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of 1923. But there's an extensive introduction at the beginning, and it's all about Jesus. And we'll be looking at various passages of Scripture as we go through that. So get your Bible and be ready for this study. Now, as you're getting that Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's begin this study. Elam wrote in 1923, "The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God, from faith unto faith, as it is written, But the righteous shall live by faith." Romans 1, 16 and 17. There could have been no manifestation of the righteousness of God in saving sinners without the gospel of Christ. Paul states it thus, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being freely justified by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to show His righteousness because of the passing over of sins done aforetime in the forbearance of God, for the showing, I say, of His righteousness at this present season, that He might Himself be just and the justifier of him that hath faith in Christ." Romans 3, 23 through 26. There could be no gospel of Christ without His life and death, His shed blood and resurrection, His ascension and intercession, His reign and promise to come again, and all according to the Scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 5, Paul wrote, "Now I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein also you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached unto you, except ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He hath been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared unto Cephas, and then to the 12. There can be no other gospel. In Galatians 1, 6 through 10, Paul wrote, "I marvel that you are so quickly removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ into a different gospel, which is not another gospel, only there are some that troubled you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we have preached unto you, let him be anathema. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preacheth unto you any gospel other than that which ye have received, let him be anathema. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I should not be the servant of Christ." The one gospel of Christ was preached by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven, 1 Peter 1 and verse 12. It cannot be changed. are perverted and be effective. It is everlasting. This only remedy for sin and power of God to save from death and Satan were neither invented nor discovered by the wisdom of men. The wisdom of this world could never have learned or taught this. The plan of salvation and the righteousness of God in pardoning sin by His grace through faith in Christ must be revealed or made known to men by Jehovah Himself, saying that in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom knew not God. It was God's good pleasure through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 21. Then all talk of the worldly wise about another Christ, a 20th century gospel, a 20th century church, an improved Bible, etc., it is outright infidelity and rejection, not only of the Bible, but of the Holy Spirit, and of Christ, and of God Himself. Now, number two, when Jesus the Savior came, the story of Jesus is ever new and beautiful because it is inexhaustible. In the wisdom of God, Jesus did not appear immediately after the fall of men. It seems that the race must be prepared for His coming. The law of Moses was added because of transgressions until the seed, Jesus, should come. Galatians 3 and verse 19. It prepared the Jews for the reception of Christ. Galatians 3:24, so that the law has become our tutor to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The law was full of types and pointed to Christ. Hebrews 10 and verse 1, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of things, can never with the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, make perfect them that draw nigh. Then according to His own purpose, and after the counsel of His own will, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, that He might redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. And then we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, that God had made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, unto a dispensation of the fullness of the times, to sum up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth, in Him, I say, in whom we are also made an heritage, having been foreordained according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we should be to the praise of His glory. We, who had before hoped in Christ, in whom ye also, having heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom having also believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is an earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of God's own possession, unto the praise of His glory. Number three, the Word is the source of life. And the word there is in parentheses in this text, showing that what we're talking about here is Christ Himself as the Word. Before the creation of the earth and time on it began, that unknown period called in the beginning, the persons known on earth as Jesus Christ existed with God as the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1, verses 1 and 2. The Word was with God and was God, but was separate from God the Father as a distinct person. God said to others, the Word and the Holy Spirit, Let us make man, Genesis 1 and verse 29. And Jehovah God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, Genesis 3 and verse 22. Jesus says, before Abraham was born, I am, John 8 and verse 58. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that had been made. God created all things through the Word. 1 John chapter 1 and verses 3 and 10. Let me see if I have that text for you right quick. Here it is. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3. And then verse 10. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. The world was made through him. Paul states that the work of God and of the Word as follows. Yet to us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we unto him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we through him. 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 29. Of the Son, Paul further says that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. And you can see that, John 1:17 and Romans 8:29, for in him were all things created in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him and unto him, and he is above all things. And in him all things consist. Or as it says in the marginal reading, through him all things hold together. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1 and verse 3. And so number 4. The Word became flesh. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. This was done when Jesus was born of Mary, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7. Romans 8 verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. In Hebrews 2, verses 16 through 18, it is written, for verily not to angels doth he give help, but he giveth help to the seed of Abraham. Wherefore it behooved him in all things to be made like unto his brethren, that he may become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. After his manifestation in the flesh, his name is Jesus, and he is called the Son of Man. He must be born of woman in order to become flesh, and he must become flesh in order to suffer and die for the race. He must suffer and weep and be tempted in order to become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. We're going to bring this study to a close at this time. You be listening for that school bell, and when you hear it, you'll know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we would invite you at any time that you can, come visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, where we're seeking to follow God after the Old New Testament pattern, both in doctrine and in practice.